Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Houston Astros and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Maddox. Batting third. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Barr. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Barr. And now, play ball. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. May reaches second base with a double. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. May moves to third. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. There goes Edwards. The throw from Rader to Fuentes, and back to McCovey, who tags Edwards out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader takes first base on ball four. Fuentes moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Metzger moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barr moves to second. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox bunts towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Helms covering, for the out. Barr moves to third. Bonds moves to second. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Spear reaches second base with a double. Barr scores. Bonds scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Spear moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. May hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rader for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0-for-1 in the game. Dierker hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cedeno bunts towards the mound. Barr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Rader and he is safe. Cedeno steals second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cedeno scores. May moves to second. It's Astros, 2, Giants, 2. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. Watson moves to second. It's 3-2, Astros. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Edwards is walked intentionally. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants 2. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0-for-2 in the game. Dierker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzger bunts between the mound and first base. Barr scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzger for the out. Dierker moves to second. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cedeno is walked intentionally. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dierker moves to third. Cedeno moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuentes. Dierker scores. Cedeno scores. Wynn moves to second. It's 5-2, Astros. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman throws to second for one, and Fuentes throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Wynn scores. Watson moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Astros. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards is walked intentionally. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-3 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Watson moves to third. Edwards moves to second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-3 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Astros. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wynn. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Jim Howarth pinch hits for Jim Barr. Jim Ray now pitching. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Giants 3. The Astros will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Jim Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray strikes out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzger. The throw from Rader and he is safe. Metzger steals second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cedeno strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddox. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Metzger scores. It's 7-3, Astros. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. Maddox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Giants 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watson strikes out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-4 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a line drive towards the mound. Ray reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.